Okay, good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Nida, Chazara of Rabbi Simon's Hilchos Nida. Today we're going to do packet two, which is, what does he call it? Inyan Zmani, Nidos, Zivois, Istasef, Tekanos Rebbe, Vesados, Vekumas Rebbe, Benos Yisrael. So, it's interesting, when you look at the beginning of Hilchos Nida in Shulchan Aruch, right, you look in Sim Kuf Pei Gimel, it says, Isha Shadama, Isha Shiyata Dam Mimikoira, Bain Ba'onis Bain Baratzang Tamea, Uhu Shishatargish Mitziyaso, Mihu, Mishin Tirgish Boy, Shinaka Mimikoma, Vyatza, Tamea, Afalpi, Shilo Yatza Lefus. Vafilu, Loirasa, Ella Tipas Dam, Kechardo, Yoshevis, Allah, Shiva Nakim. Gav, Ain Kilik, Rain Pnuya, the Nisuya, the Indian Isernida, Kikolama, Al Nida Taka. So the Shulchan Aruch here says that even if she sees a Tipas Dam Kechardal, she has a Zayin Nakim. So, what's going on? Right, this is Hilchos Nida. Zayin Nakim is miyuchad to Zava Gadola, and right, Shiva Nakim is miyuchad to Zava Gadola, and here, but this is Hilchos Nida. What is and also a Zava Gadola only has Zayin Nakim if it's three drops. What's the one drop, right? Fila Rasa Tipas Dam Kechardal. Yosheves la Shiva Nakim. So what's going on? One drop. You need at least three drops on three consecutive days to be a Zava Gadola that needs Zayin Nakim. So why do we have Zayin Nakim, and why only with one drop? You probably would need. So, and now it's interesting that this din of Zayin Nakim is not really. It's not. L'chetzia. No, it's not half-baked. I mean, this that our nidos today have the achi of Zayin Nakim before they do tefila, so it's not a half-baked thing. It's full-on. You see in the beginning of Kuf Tzarivav, Halacha Aleph, so the... Just turn there quickly. And Shulchanah Kuf Tzarivav. So... So Kuf Tzarivav talks about that when she her Zayin Nakim Shivas Yamim Shazava Soferis Maschelis Mimachras Yom Shapaskabo. So regarding Nida, it's actually right. Nida begins. You know, the design of Kiyam begin after she completely stops, and with that's totally different from Nida, because Nida the days that she sees is included in her seven. So the seven is a different seven. That's all. In other words, the design of Kiyam begin after she totally stops. The seven of the Nida are include the days that she sees. Usually she'll see five, so then she'll be tummy for two more days, and then. But also, what I wanted to show is that in Yod Aleph, right? In Yod Aleph, we see there's a whole thing by the Zava Gadola, the Shiva Nakim of a Zava Gadola, that the Zayin Nakim had to be Naki from even from Shechazera. So because of that, there is this, we only begin the Zayin Nakim once she's far enough away from the ability of Shechazera to mevatel her Zayin Nakim. Now that's what I meant when this Zayin Nakim that we're knowing today is full on, is that this chashash that the Sheikh Vazir is going to mevatel one of her Zayin Nakim is real, and we don't start until she's far away enough from the possibility And therefore it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Tzadi Vav, Halacha Yod Aleph, HaPolet and Shekhozer, Bimei Sfira Sa, Im Toich Zayin Oinos, I think it really means Vav, the Shemusha, so Sarah, so Yom. The Fika, Chayim HaShemayim, Rinitza, so we require her to be, there's a Hamtana, there's a wait between the, there's a wait before she starts designing the key, and because of that Kashash. So it's not, you know, it's, We're treating her like a Zava Gadola. We're treating her Zayin Nikiyim like that of a real Zava Gadola. That so much so that we're concerned that Sheikh Hosea is going to vatal her Zayin Nikiyim. So that's just the seriousness of it. It's really a Zayin Nikiyim of the Zava Gadola. Right. So we still need to answer why one drop, and why at all? Why at all do we treat her? Why at all does she need the Zayin Nikiyim? So we mentioned there is in the Rambam paskins that a woman can only become a Zava Gadola within, if it's the 11 days between Nida and Nida, and she has to have three sightings on three consecutive days, and then she becomes a Zava Gadola, that she needs Zayin Nikiyim. So, and we saw Tikkun Rebbe Yusados in Daf Samach Vav in Nida, Tikkun Rebbe Yusados. We're choishesh that Rashi says they're not B'nai Torah, they don't really know where they're holding in their calendar, they don't know if they're in the Yimei Ziva, they don't know if they're in the Yimei Nida, so therefore any time she sees Dam, we consider both Cheshashos, and we give her the longer wait, and then her Tefillah after the longer wait will suffice for both Cheshashos. So she sees one day, right? They're, Rebbe was Masakin three different scenarios. She sees Dam one day, so if she's Yimei Ziva, so then she'll be Shemayim as Yom Keneged Yom, she doesn't have to wait the next day, and she'll go to the mikvah the next night. If she's Anita, so then she needs six more days, including the day that she saw. So we'll go the Chumrah, we'll make her wait, you know, Shisha V'hu, and that, the Tevilah, will suffice for the for both Kshashos. If she's a Zava Gadola, it'll cover that. If she's a Nida, so then the Tevilah, it will cover that also. It's far enough away. So, and if she sees 2 days, so then 2 days, then the Kshash is, we're concerned that the first day is not Nidus, right? And therefore, according to Rashi, the first day would be, say, the 11th day, right? The first day would be the 11th day of her Ziva, and the second Re'iyah would be on the 12th day, the first day of her Nidus, and so therefore, she needs Shisha V'hu. In other words, the first day is nothing. The first day is nothing in terms of Nida, right? The first day, we make her as a, right, the sighting on the last day of the Zivus would make her Zava Gatana. So again, we go the Chumrah, we consider her a Nida, but we go another Chumrah, is that the first day is not Nida, right? And I think the Rush has a, describes this Chashash with a little bit differently. A little bit different. The first Re'iyah, and it's the same case, it's two, and she needs Shisha V'Hein, but he describes it as, well, she saw on Sunday, and she thought she was Anita. And this Rush is going according to, I think, Tosos. That Tosos holds, at least regarding the second day, they're not mixed up regarding where they're holding in the days. They are not capable of valuing the Dam. So, she sees on Sunday, she thinks it's Dam Nida, so she started. She started, and then on Saturday she saw again, and she thinks the Saturday Re'iyah is like the seventh day, and she'll go to the mikvah, you know, after that, Sunday night. But the truth is, the first Re'iyah on Sunday was nothing. and or yeah, it was nothing. It wasn't a damnida. It was a wrong color. And on Saturday was really her first day, so she needs 6 more days in addition to Saturday. So that's a big, you know, that's a big. It's a little bit more dramatic, but it's the same thing. It's just another way of describing. She sees twice. She shivahu. Again, with Rashi and Tosfos, the problem is that the first of the two sightings is not Anita, and therefore, if she counts the first day, she'll be going to the mikveh before her Yemei Nida are completed. So therefore, we the Takana was, she starts counting her Nida from the second day. So she needs Shisha for who? Shisha and from the second day. So then there was the third case of Rebbe. The third Takana was... she sees three days. So they're going to have to be Ritzufim. And we're concerned that well, if she was in Nida, so then she just needs 4 more days. If she's a Zavah Gadol, if she's in Yemei Nida, she just needs 4 more days, and then she can go. And if she's a Zavah Gadol, she needs a Zayin Nekiyim once she stops. So we give her a Zayin Nekiyim because the weight that creates, that the tefillah following that weight will suffice for both Kshashos. So you have to have three here. So you have to have three. The Maisa, you need, in order for the Zayin Nekiyim Misafik, you have to have at least three sightings. So why does Shulchan Aruch only say one? So then we have the Gemara of Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says that the Benos Yisrael, Hachmir al-Atzman, that even if they... What are the mechanics of that? So there's a machlokes rishonim on how the mechanics of how a tipa achas can cause a zayin nekiyim. So there's a Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a conglomerate. In other words, she had a conglomerate. The re'ia achas, the tipa achas was really a conglomerate of three. It came out one day, a little bit came out one day, then the next day, then. Then the next day another re'iyah came out, but it didn't come all together. And then the third day, all the three came out in one conglomerate, and so that's Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a little bit rachuk, and then you have the Ran. The Ran says she sees twice, but the second one of her re'iyahs, one of her two sightings. Consecutive sightings in two consecutive days was Beinu Shmashos, and therefore it works for both. The second, the one during Beinu Shmashos is really two separate days, and now she is a Zava Gadola, and she thinks she only has two sightings, and she thinks she's a Zava Katana, but no, she's really a Zava Gadola, and therefore we're choshish that she's in Yemei Ziva, and she had two sightings, and one of the sightings was Beinu Shmashos, and so therefore she really has three, and she's a Zava Gadol, and she needs Zayin Nekiyim. That's the Ran. According to the Ramban gives two reasons, right? The Ramban gives two reasons why she has to sit Zayin Nekiyim. She has to wait Zayin Nekiyim for just one drop. So he says, Lamaisa, in regular Hilchos Zav Gadola, if she's a Zav Gadola and she was in a Zayin Nekiyim to try to get out of the Zav Gadola, and in that Zayin Nekiyim she sees a Tipas Dam, just one sighting, nullifies the whole Zayin Nekiyim, and she needs. It requires a new Zayin Nekiyim. So you see that one drop can be chayev, one drop can obligate a Zayin Nekiyim. So we're choshish that the woman is not only the woman is in Yemei Ziva, Ad Kedei, that she had, she's in a Zayin Nekiyim, and she saw a drop, and that drop requires a new Zayin Nekiyim. That's what we're choshish for, according to the Ramban. But the Ramban is not, that's not the only reason the Ramban gives. The Ramban adds on that we want to have a minyan achas. We want to have one. We want to have one halacha for all situations. Rebbe had three different scenarios, right? If she sees once, she needs shishim v'hu. If she sees twice, she needs shishim v'hu. We don't count the first day for the nidus. If she sees three, so then she needs zayinikim. The Ramban says they were hachmiru because they wanted to have one halacha for every single scenario. It should be a low plug. It's one system. It's a simplified. There's no, it, not like Rebbe that it varies. So the Ramban has two reasons why we were machmir even for tipus dam kakardo that she shed zayin nikiyim. The maisa a tipa can mechayev a zayin nikiyim. If it's soyser, if she's in Zainakim, it soysers the whole Zainakim and requires a new Zainakim. And we want to have one streamlined system that it's always the same din when she sees da. And I think in the Rambam, in the Rif in the Rambam, the Rif, so according to the Ramban, it kind of explains, right? The Ramban explains why we're kind of being more machmer than Tikkun Rebbe Besados, and it makes sense. But according to the Rif, I think, says that Rebbe's Tikkun was really perfect. There was nothing wrong with it. I'll just read from the Rif. The Rif says, right. So the Rif and mine, it's a Zayin, it's Hilchos Nida, I think it's in Shavuos. The Rif is in the back of the second Shavuos, it's Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph, and the Daf Yerip, Rif. So he brings Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Shmuel, Hiskim Rabbi Psadois, right? Rav Yom Echad, Teshiv Shishim Yami Behu. And then he brings Rav Zerub and Yisrael, Chaim Hachmira, Al Atzman. And then, so the Rif says, Afal Gav the Chai Tekanta, the Rebbe, the Vastis, which I think he has a different gears, it's not Besados, but it seems to be in a particular place. The Vastis, I don't know how to pronounce it. Lake of the Mechashba, the Milsa, the Isura Klal. Right? In other words, again, Afal Gav the Chai Tekanta, the Rebbe, the Vastis, Lake of the Mechash Ba, the Milsa, the Isura Klal, Mikomakom, Abadu Rabbanan, so he says Abadu Rabbanan, Harchaka Yasera, Va'anhu Benois Yisrael, Va'anhu Benois Yisrael, the Mebad Kibrebi Zera. The high Arminan, the high the Rebbe Zera, Halacha Psukiki, Kida Arminan Hassan. Right, ain't only in his palam mitoich din or halacha ella mitoich psuka vehekidami halacha psuka amar abai ki hayda amar rav zera. So interesting. The two things are interesting here in the Rif. One is that Tikkun Rebbe Sados is perfectly fine. There's no, it's right lake of the mechash ba the milsa the sura klal mikom makom avudu rabbanan harchak yaser. He says. Right, and therefore they call it the halacha psuka. It's a little bit stronger than the lashon of the Ramban and the Meiri, and they both say that, you know, the hukshir be'ener chachamim, or you know, but here he says avdu rabbanan harchak yaser. He kind of attributes it a little bit more. So the Rambam just seems that the Rif follows the Rambam that it's a chumrah, and it's you know, it's b'toras chumrah. It seems maybe he's following the Rif. So the Rambam in I think it's Perek. So the Rambam in the Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Vav, V'din Zeh B'Mei HaGaonim Nischadish Behem Gazru. This is what I wanted. Shoshevas alav shivas yemei lekiyim. Right. So he's according to the Rambam, he's saying it. Shazesha hekmir benois Yisrael. Al atzmei bimei chachmei Talmud. So that is, he's not attributing it to the Chachamim. It's a little bit, it's not as strong as the Rif. But in terms of the lashon that I was looking for this is the so halacha gimel in Perek Yud halacha gimel the Rambam says we make chachmei Talmud nistapech hadavar harbe b'riois hadamim v'niskalkulu havestois lefi shelo haya koich b'chol hanashim limnois yimei nida v'ziva v'fikach hechmiru chachamim b'davar v'gazu shiyu kol yimei ha'isha kimei zivasa v'yihya kol dam shetira safek dam zivos. Right, so that's Reb Zera. So the Rambam is calling Reb Zera. That's how he's presenting Reb Zera. The fika hachmir chachamim b'davar v'gazur sheyihu kol yemei ha'isha kimei zivasa v'yichya kol dam shetir safek dam zivus v'oid hachmir b'nois Yisrael al atzman chumri yisera al zo v'na v'kulam b'kol makom sheyesh Yisrael. Shekol ban Yisrael shatir adam afilu ra'asa elatipa kichardal bilvad upasak hadam so feras la shivi yimei nekiyim afilu rab es nidas afilu rab es nidasa bein she ra'asa yom echad or shnaim or shiva kulan or yaser mishi yifsaik hadam so feras shiva yimei nekiyim kezava gadola v'tol feras b'leil shmini afal pishi hisvek safek zava. Okay, so the lashon that I wanted was va'od hachmir b'nois Yisrael, v'nahagu. Right, so he calls it a chumrah, and he doesn't attribute it to. Yeah, he calls it a chumrah. Later on, he says, in halacha vav, he says shezeh shehachmir b'nois Yisrael al atzmei b'mei chachmei Talmud. So he's calling it a chumrah. The Rambam's calling it a chumrah. It's a little bit like the Rif, in that. Perhaps it's like the Rif, and that the Rif said that the Tikkun of Rebbe was there's no chashash of Isra. Now, the Tikkun of Rebbe was perfectly fine. Rebbe Zer was just a chumrah. Maybe the Rambam was going with that. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the Bezman is there, so she sees the Tibus Dabra Kachardol, she has to wait Zayin Akim, so we treat her like a Zavah Gadolo. That's following the chumrah of Rebbe Zer. The Achmir Benes Yisrael, and that explains why one tipa, and according to they have the different terutzim, why just one drop. The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Machlokas, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Yonah says it's a conglomerate of three Re'eos, it just came out as one finally. According to the Ramban, no, it's nothing fancy. It's one drop can cause for a Zavah Gadola a Zayin Akim. The Hainu, if she's in Zayin Akim, one drop will soyser the Zayin Akim, and she needs a new Zayin Akim. So that's what we're choshish for, according to the Ramban. The Ramban also adds in, because we want to have one, they wanted to have one one minion, they wanted to have one. And not like Rebbe, who had three different scenarios. There should always be one way to respond to Riyas Dam. So, any questions? I think we'll stop there for today. Okay, very good. Thank you so much for joining, everyone. And Mr. Shem, we'll, the next year would be after Sukkot, right? Okay, all right, so Gemara Chasim Atomid, everyone, have a great Yom Kippur, and, great Sukkot as well. Okay, Amen. Shkoyach.